We are learning Masechtas Erevim, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of a Gemara that started in Chof Gimel Amud Beis, that someone had an enclosure that was hooked up to Dira, more than Beis Hasayim, let's say. It's good, because hook up a Dira, so you're allowed to carry in it. Let's say you planted Nizra Ruba, it says if Roiv got planted with seeds, and now it's not usable anymore, and becomes a Karfiv, so then the whole thing is Asa. And the Gemara came out from Akasha that if it was Nizra Ruboy, then even though the part that was planted was less than Beis Hasayim, but since it's Roiv, the smaller part of this enclosure gets bottled to the Zriya, to the plant, the crops, and it becomes not, the whole thing is considered one big karfif. Even though the crops are not the Beis Hasayim, since it's Roiv, and the little part is bottled to Roiv, and altogether now it's more than Beis Hasayim, it's a karfif more than Beis Hasayim, and it's also. So what's the case what's the Rav Huna's memra is going on what? So the Gemara says it's going on this. It's mashma that if a miyat, if the minority part of this enclosure is planted, then it's mutter. Hamiyuta shari. If it's a minority part that's planted, it's mutter. So Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rishua lo yamaron el lo yahav beis hasayim. That we said, if the minority is planted, you still let it carry this enclosure, is only if it's not a Beis Hasayim. But it's exactly Beis Hasayim, which is not more, just exactly Beis Hasayim. A Beis Hasayim, it's also. If the part that you planted now, which is not usable, is exactly Beis Hasayim, also the whole enclosure is also. Why? Not because you're not allowed to carry in Beis Hasayim, because in a Beis Hasayim, you're still allowed to carry, not more than a Beis Hasayim. So what's the problem? Because something is a Beis Hasayim, now it gets a shame karfif. It's called a karfif, which is a different type of place, domain, than a chatzar. And Aloch is, according to the Rabbanon, you are not allowed to carry from two type of domains. You're not allowed to carry one to another. You're not allowed to carry from a chatzar to a karfif. So, keman kerabbanon, not like Rav Shimon. Yesterday we had a sheet of Rav Shimon, we'll come back in a second to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that anything that's not a house are the same type of domain, which means a chatzar is a courtyard, a gag is a roof, a karfif is like what we call it, a backyard. These things are all the same type of domain. They're even a little different. They're all considered the same type regarding caring for one another, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Huna holds, no, it has to be very specific use. If it's a different type of use, you can't carry one to another. So here, if it's a Beis Hasayim, already it gets a shame gina, and you can't carry, or a shame karfif, you can't carry from the chatzar to a gina. Here, since it's open to each other, according to in one enclosure, there's no hefsik in between, there's nothing blocking them in between, therefore, the whole thing becomes also. Rav Yirmiyahu Diftamas and Lakula, his masni this memra Lakula, which is a little different. Hamiyuta Shari, if it's a miyat, if it's planted as miyat as mutter. Amar Avuna Brady Rav Yeshua, Amru Amar and El Beis Hasayim. By Beis Hasayim, if the minority is exactly Beis Hasayim and it's planted, then everything is mutter. Ava Yosef Beis Hasayim, if the part that's planted is more than Beis Hasayim, the whole entire closure becomes also, because more than Beis Hasayim is a karfif for Kuliyama, it's not Hukavadira, it's not usable. And it's all open to the rest. So there it's also, command Rav Shimon. Who is this like that was saying if it's exactly Beis Hasayim, it's mutter? That's like Rav Shimon. It holds that even though it's a different type of domain, chotzer and egina, still it's mutter because we're going according to Rav Shimon. Only if it's more, is it a problem. So just to recap, all the halachas here, we'll try to get in as much as we can think of in the halachas. That if you have here a karfif, the whole enclosure is more than Beis Hasayim, because it's more than Beis Hasayim, but a minority part has gina in it, has plants, has crops. So it depends. If the minority part is less than Beis Hasayim, everything for sure is mutter. If the minority part is exactly Beis Hasayim, it's Mechlekes Rabbanan Rav Shimon. If it's more than Beis Hasayim, that makes that place into, you know, like carry there, and it's open to the rest, everything becomes awesome. Now what happens if it's Roiv? If the Nizra, if the Zriya is Roiv? So it depends. If it's Roiv, then altogether the enclosure is more than Beis Hasayim now, the whole thing's also the carrion. If the whole enclosure is less than Beis Hasayim, and even though that's Roiv, it's fine because it's still less than Beis Hasayim. That's basically all the halachas that come out of this Gemara. And the main thing, just the main yesod in this Gemara is that when you plant, when you have crops or plants, that's not called a hook of a deer, because you can't walk around and you know, have a good time in a garden. You're not talking about standing on the plants. You can't stand on plants or ruin it. Crops or ruin it. Anything that's zuria, anything that's planted, the comment lafuke will see trees, that's fine. If you have trees, that's not oiker the shame dira. Like a park that has trees in it, and you can sit around and picnic, that's not a problem. So that's the next Gemara discussion. It said in that Gemara we have before, that not the Rubai, if you planted trees on Raiv, even if it's Raiv, it's Kechatzah, and it's not a problem, because it's trees. It's only if the trees are planted in rows. Since it's planted in rows, so you could walk in between, have picnics in between. It's very mesudar, and it's nice, very easy to use. Rav Nachman says, no, even if the trees are randomly placed, it's also fine. Because Lamaisa, it's still, you could sit between the trees. You don't have to be exactly in the rows, but as long as it's still usable, it's fine. My Yehuda ikla be Rav Huna bar Yehuda. My Yehuda went to Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Chazinu l'hanu delay avidetz v'lois. He saw these trees that weren't in rows. V'kamon talatli v'gavayu. And he was carrying in this enclosure. Ay l'char et z'karfif. Omle lo yisov le yimar l'hod avima. You don't hold of avima. You holds that if it's not in rows, it's considered a karfif. It's not considered a usable, livable place. Omle no, anokar of Nachman sevili. Anokar of Nachman holds that it doesn't have to be mamish in rows, as long as it's trees and not crops, it's usable because I can sit in the shade and enjoy myself there, even though it's not in rows. Omer of Nachman Mashmul, Karf V'yaseh Beis Asayim, Shlohuk of Adira. You have here an enclosure, it's bigger than Beis Asayim, so he said anything bigger than Beis Asayim, again, which is how much? 70 Amos and 2 Tvachim, by 70 Amos and 2 Tvachim, Shlohuk of Adira, that's not Huk of Adira, the Lach is going to carry this. What should you do now? You moved into a house, and they have there next door, that's your property also, it's an enclosure, more than Beis Asayim. You're not like carrying there. What can you do now to fix up the problem? Keter Oysa, what do you do? What you could do is, because even if you put a house now in the middle of this, it won't help you anything. The fence was made already in the Huk of Adira. So now I build a nice little pool house in there, and now I say, oh, Huk of Adira. It's not Huk of Adira. So what do you do? So Gemara says, Keter Oysa, what do you do? Pirates by Pirates of the Master. You break the fence by more than 10 amas. You break it for more than 10 amas. The halacha is, if you break something more than 10 amas, it loses its shame of machitza. It loses its shame of machitza. You broke it up. You break it off. You close it back up. And you put it back till 10 or less, 10 amas or less. So what do? You broke the enclosure, you broke the machitza, and now you put it back up with the house on the inside, and now you did a huk of a deer. That's the etza. A boy lahu. I have a question like this. Let's say you don't want to break the whole fence at one time. You don't want to have it open so long. So what you did was, paratzama v'gadama. Then paratzama next to that v'gadama. You broke one amma and fixed it up. Broke one amma, fixed it up. Altogether, it landed, you broke up 12 ammas. So you made a breach in 12 ammas, but it wasn't at one time. What's the halacha? Well, paratzama v'gadama, paratzama v'gadama. Acha shlimu l'yesim as, until it was more than 10 ammas. Now, what's the halacha? Is that considered huk of adira or not? Omalei, isn't that a different discussion? And to bring a raya here for the rest of the Amud, basically, another discussion that shows that it could be this is considered a good pirza and a parim chadashus and a new wall for Huk of Adira. What's the shayla? Amalei, so yeah, this was a question. So yeah, answer to him. He said, isn't that the other discussion? Amalei, lav hainu detan, isn't that, we learned the Mishnah, that kol kli balibatim shu'urim kirimoinim, all kalim of balibatim, that means not a store, not a seller of kalim. Someone sells kalim, even the smallest hole is a problem because you can't sell a kalim with a hole. But someone who has a kalim in his house, in those days, again, kalim were not disposable. They're very expensive, and someone had a kalim, saved it as long as it could last. So as long as the hole is not as big as a pomegranate, they saved it. What's the reason? Because they'll use it for pomegranates, even though it was used to be used for poppy seeds, but now that the hole's too big, use it for pomegranate. So kol kli balavatim shi'uram, the only time it comes ois keli, it means it's broken, it's shem keli, it loses its shem keli, only when it's sized kerimayim. Only when the hole is sized of pomegranate. And Chizkiah had a shayla there, boy Chizkiah, what happens if Nikav Kamaitzi Zayis, it got a hole, olive size hole, but Sospe closed it. Chaz Nikav Kamaitzi Zayis had another hole, different place, like right next to it, and you closed it up. Sospe, Acha Shlimu L'maitzi Rimayim. And now if you count up all the holes, it would be the size of Rimon. Right now, it never hit that size, but you count the size, it's size of Rimon. Is it Kaylee or not? Or did it lose its shame, Kaylee? It's the geya for tuma yeshana, as they say, old tuma. Right now, of course, it's a new keli hakam above because it's fixed. But if it was once a tuma there, now altogether has a bunch of holes. Did that make it? It's not the same keli like it was. Ma, shaila is that good or not? Is it mitzara for? Is it similar to our shaila? And when Chizki had that shaila, Rabbi Yechanan answered him. Only Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi, he tells Chizki, Rabbi, shenisa lanu, you taught us a mishnah or a brisa in Masechtas Kelim that says. It's a mission of Sechas Kalim. That sandal shenifska achas ma'azdan. The halacha is the shoe that a zav or a zava wears becomes a medris latuma. Sa'ava tuma. And a sandal those days had these two lips on both sides, and they tied the two lips together, so they tied it on the foot. You needed both of them. But with one, you can manage, because you could sew it back on, whatever the case is. Sandal shenifska achas ma'azdan. It lost one of its lips, we'll call it, betikna, and one of flaps, we'll call it one of its flaps. It lost one of its, it's the literal title is ears, but it means one of its flaps you lost, betikna, you sewed it back on, it's tamei medrash, still tamei medrash, because since the first one is still there, original flap is still there, so then it's still called a shame keli, even though one fell off. But nifiska shnia, now the second one fell off. Remember, you sewed back on the first one, but now the second one fell off. Betikna, it's tahar ma'amedes. It's tahar for the medes. I was tamei magamedes. It's actually tamei magamedes, and the reason is because after the first one fell off, and you sewed it back on, it was still tamei medres because the first one was still there. So when the second one fell off, and now it's becoming ois medres, it still touched each other. So there's two ways to learn. Either the way Rashi learns is that the flap, while it was coming off, it touched it, and it made it Tomis Maga, and now Mekan Laba was a Shem Keli, because it had the other flap. So it became Tomis Maga, not Madras. It got touched from a Madras, from the second flap, was falling off, was touched it, or it touched itself. That's how other Rishonim learn. Just when it's automatically a Madras, always touches itself. So it's Tomis Maga Madras. But Madras comes off, even though it never was alone without two flaps. But Amr's Allah, Maishna is showing you why when the first one falls off the Kaim Shnia, because the second one's still there. Shnia, when the second flap fell off, Nami Kaim Rishina. It's the first one's still there. This, you know, the newly sewed on one is there. But my Amr's Lon, and you answered Allah, and you answered us, Param Chadosh Balakan, that's a new one. It's not the old one. So Hakinami, so Rechan tells Chizkiah, your Shaila by Kli Bali Batim that comes out. Hakinami, Panam Chadoshes Balakan. It's a Panam Chadoshes. It's a new thing. So I don't care right now if it's not a mighty remind, but if you look at all the new parts, it's a mighty remind. So when Chizkiah heard this, he told him, he said, Kari Allah, less than Bar Inish. This guy is not human. He's a malach. Such a pshat, he's not human. Another way, a different way he said the compliment, could go in day by night. Oh, das is a mensch. A guy could, he's an Adam Gadol, a guy could figure out pshat in the sugya. But upon him, back to our Gemara, this is a pshitus to our Shaila. Shaila was that if you have a wall and you break it down 10 times and 10 amas, well, it has to be a little more than 10 amas, 11 amas. So then, is that called breaking it? That's a Shaila, right? Because it never was broken 11 amas. From here you see, yeah, part of those Khan, it's broken taka. It's called a break, and it's called a breach, and it's become hook of a deer. Talk to Maravaita. Amar Rav Kahana. Rechava Shachari Habatim. Rechava Shachari Habatim is a backyard that does not open to the house. It was just like an enclosure in the back. They didn't have a door in the back of the house. They just dumped things there once in a while. It wasn't usable as a daily use for their use. They did the laundry in the front courtyard, not in the back courtyard. So Rechava Shachari Abatim, Ein Metaltum El Dar Amis. You can't be Metaltum El Dar Amis. In a case where it's more than Beis Hasayim, like Rashi speaks out, you can't be Metaltum El Dar Amis. Why? Because it's not Hukav Adira, so it's a Karpef. A Karpef, like they say. That's what it is. It's not, it can't be Metaltum El Dar Amis. Bam Rav Nachman, in Pasach Loi Pesach, but if you open up a door from the house to the Rechava, Mutal Taltum El Kuloi, you let him Metaltum on the whole entire enclosure. Pesach matir, because the Pesach is matir. V'loy amarim, but that's only good. Also Pesach with hookah. Only if you made the door and then you made the enclosure. Have a hookah. So Pesach loy. But if you first had the enclosure, then you say, oh, it's not hookah dira. I'm making a door. That doesn't work. It has to be hookah. It has to be made the closure for the door for the dira. Break the gemara. Pesach with hookah pshita. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? If you have a door and you make a circle around it, that's a courtyard. What's the chiddush? You make the wall around it, that's chab pshita. Besides for the house, there is a silo in here, like a silo, which is not considered diridik. A silo is some place you store something. So maybe do you make that enclosure? You're making it for the silo and not for your house. So it's not a hook of a dira. As long as the door open to the dira, that's enough, and it's called hookah for dira. Even though there's a silo there, but since it's a house there also, it's fine, and it's called hookah for dira, and that's the chiddush of this memra of Rav Nachman.